The universe. Ion, in the Wikipedia, the universe in the first paragraph is defined as, the universe is defined as everything that physically exists, the entirety of space and time, all forms of matter, energy, and momentum, and the physical laws and constants that govern them. However, the term universe may be used in slightly different contextual senses, denoting such concepts as the cosmos, the world, or nature. Current interpretations of astronomical observations indicate that the age of the universe is 13.73 billion years, and that the diameter of the observable universe is at least 93 billion light years, or 880 times 10 to the 26 meters. Okay, so that's what the Wikipedia says. What is universe from Ion's perspective?
Those are very good words. They do not calculate or add to the exponential increase. You see, because every time someone leaves their physicalness, their physical body, their unrealized creations actually increase the universe. So nowhere in your definition that you spewed off included the increase as it's getting larger, the expansiveness. It just says that whatever expansiveness it is. Well, great, but it doesn't count as it is expanding constantly.
So the individual entity expands the universe when it's born?
When it croaks.
It expands the universe when it croaks.
Because of all the unrealized creations that are then go transferred into what we call a guff.
So does it expand the guff?
Yes, has to. Because otherwise, how do you go from 100,000 souls on Earth to 6 million, 7 million?
So new souls are created.
It gets larger.
Does that include a new soul being created?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you have more souls. People, it's very interesting. You come into this universe that you call the universe, and the world will only sustain an X number of people. And yet, they're dying. They can't make coffins big enough, fast enough to get them in the ground, you see. And yet, your number of souls, of people, humans on the planet, grow infinitesimally. How is that? How can that be? If the pandemic is going to wipe everybody out, 4/5 or 2/5 or whatever your quotation was, that's going to be wiped out of the earth, that just gets you back to 1960.
Well, don't we humans create new beings in the physical?
You do. You create everything.
But
yes, you do.
Okay, but you're saying that we should assume that there is a non-physical zone that we add to as well as here.
Yes, and it would have to fall under your present definition of the universe, which is not wrong, you see. We're not pushing against it at all. It was actually relatively correct. It just did not calculate for the increase as it's getting larger, you see. All they would have changed in that sentence would have said, including the increase, you know, new stars, new constellations, new things that actually have not even been created yet.
Okay, so the universe includes the guff. Will we ever get instruments, or will science over the next 100, 200 years include the factor you have added to the definition?
If it is their wanting.
Well, is it humanity's wanting, or is that too vast to calibrate?
Well, now think about the question here. Go back to your universe world for your universe section, and stay there, because that'll help you, because otherwise you change topics is what has actually transpired. But back to the universe itself, ask it back from that aspect.
Well, the universe is defined as everything that physically exists, and what we can measure.
But it's only based on what you can measure.
Right. And will we find new instruments to measure what is not considered now? And you're saying if it's our wanting. And
yes.
What factors would go into our wanting?
Well, you got rid of Pluto.
Yeah.
You say, yeah, you got rid of a planet. Where did it go?
That was in our wanting.
Exactly. That's the point.
Well, then, how do we define the range of wantings?
It would fall into the category of you can do, be, or have anything that you'd like to do, be, or have.
That is, so we can have.
Yes, now you're asking, absolutely, without fail or exception. Your calibrated, calculated, technological aspirations of grandeur will absolutely be achieved every single time without fail and without exception, even to the point that they would be able to have technological, what you call, outpost in the further reaches of this particular galaxy to have resonant checkpoints. The same way that they have little test sites testing the geothermal energy and your shaking and quaking of your planet and your earthquakes as they begin to erupt and your tsunamis that come to drown, they have ways of keeping up with that, with the ratings of the shaking of the earth pretty much over the planet. That's a technology that was in their wanting and came into place and came into reality. It'll go so far, even so loud, resonance when we say loud,
yes.
Correct, that it'll come to a place that they'll have an outpost to be able to pick up this expansion.
All right.
So the answer is yes, because of the way you asked the question, you see.
All right. These are